Please.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
I'm slightly concerned about 24 years at the tap end today because I believe it may be about last night.
It's largely to do with last night, yes.
Okay.
Last night was amazing.
It was good.
And I know it's really soon, and I don't think we have a rule saying that it's too soon for tap end.
Not really.
So I say we just go for it.
I am the African nation of Burkina Faso.
Wow.
Thank you.
I was going to go with Kino de Campo. But I wasn't sure if we'd done that one.
I don't think we have.
So I'm going to dedicate this one, this keen, to Gemma Kearney.
Yes.
A bit like Gemma Kearney, who was with us last night.
Okay, I'm ready.
So I'm going to take you to my 24th year and 25th year at the tap end, respectively, if you're keen.
Ready.
God, it sounds like a legal case. but I'm ready.
Yeah, ready.
Every year, Radio 1 DJ Sarah Cox gathers a team of players to take part in a pub quiz to raise money for a charity called Centrepoint. For the last couple of years, I've been really lucky to be invited, and they have led to two very random but eventful nights at the tap end. The quiz night is very different to the one I'm used to on a Tuesday and Thursday at the Gate in Northwood or the Misty Moons pub quiz. For one, there generally aren't that many celebrities in the quiz at the Gate. I did once spot Danny from McFly at the quiz in Northwood though, but that was a one-off. My first experience of the charity pub quiz was last year. We had a Radio 1 team that consisted of me, Scott, Annie Mac, Judge Jules, Rav from Crime Watch, and Jonathan Ross. So, I mean, it wasn't a strict entrance policy with our team.
No, they were Radio 1 for the night.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ross was hilarious.
He was incredible. Yeah. Money was made by local businesses buying tables for the evening, and also an auction of celebrities a bit later on. This was an interesting concept, whereby a celebrity will go under auction, with the winning bid ensuring that celebrity has to join them at their table for the rest of the evening. You've been auctioned before.
Yeah, I didn't get any money.
Did you not?
No. They were like, we'll start the bidding at £50. Anybody? £50?
Yeah.
Anything? No? Okay then.
As everybody arrived, it was interesting to see who was turning up to support the charity. There was a small group of people from Hollyoaks who were forming a team. The cast of several reality shows were also in attendance, as well as some proper famouses, including David Tennant and Emily Maitlis, who we all know, of course.
Yes.
Emily Maitlis is a favourite of ours, actually.
You were quite keen to get her on the table, weren't you?
Well, she's been there both years that I've been there. And Emily Maitlis is a BBC newsreader.
That's right.
In case you're not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But heads all turned with the arrival of one celebrity. The room fell silent as Hugh Grant entered the room. I played it cool, though, and pretended he was a normal person. He appeared to be part of the BBC News team table, headed up by Maitlis. I'm not sure how she landed Hugh Grant. The quiz itself was hosted by the voice of the X Factor, Peter Dixon, and this morning's Fern Britton. Do you remember this?
Yes.
She was amazing.
She was great because everyone was getting a bit rowdy and she was like, shut up!
Yeah.
Just shut up!
It all started amicably until around halfway through the quiz, where everyone had consumed a couple of drinks and were being quite loud. Fern Britton was not keen on the noise and began shouting at people, telling them to be quiet and respect the quiz. By this point, she was beginning to lose control of the crowd. The auction of the celebrities was hugely successful. Good money was paid for Tennant, and even members of the cast of The Only Way Is Chelsea. To try and look like
That's
a
not
big...
what it's called.
What do you mean?
It's called The Only... Made in Chelsea, yeah.
Sorry. To try and look like a big baller, when Georgie Porter from Hollyoaks came up for auction, I made sure I put my hand up as the first bid, on the thinking that another table would outbid me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you've got to, like, try and get involved, even though you know you can't afford it.
Yeah, I knew I was never going to be able to afford Georgie Porter, but on the first bid, I would put my hand up.
Yeah, because you know that someone else will go for it.
Yeah. Well, you hope.
Yeah.
For a few seconds, the room fell silent, and it looked like I was about to be landed with around a £200 bill for Georgie Porter, when another table stepped up and got involved. It looked like they were about to win, when all of a sudden, Jonathan Ross turned round to me and said quite loudly, "If you want Georgie Porter, I'll get you Georgie Porter." Oh. A bizarre bidding war began between Jonathan Ross and a table with people from a local business. Fern Britton was shouting as she struggled to keep control, and the money kept going up and up and up. I appreciated the gesture, but I wasn't sure exactly what I was getting for the money. After a while, Jonathan Ross backed down and conceded. It was probably for the best.
I think so. For everybody.
It was so embarrassing.
Yeah.
It was like he wasn't even bothered. He just wanted to do it to buy me
Georgie Porter. I don't know what you got for that.
I don't know. I think what they do is they just come sit on your table. Right. And that's expensive for that. I appreciate it's all going to charity, but it's a very expensive...
Yeah. It's quite a lot, isn't it? Just to like have a drink with Georgie Porter.
Yeah. It's not like maybe sitting down with Stephen Fry where you know you're going to get an incredible story.
Yeah. You don't know what her chat's going
to
be.
I might be wrong, but it's just a heavy price to pay to sort of gamble on that.
Yeah.
The strangest moment of the night came when I went to the toilet. One of the questions had been a particularly challenging one about cricket, and it was that stage of the night where everyone in the gents was talking about questions from the quiz, and a conversation had started about this particular question. I was sure the answer was Ian Botham, but a man using the urinals just around the corner was adamant that the answer wasn't Botham. I was mid-flow when this man walked around the corner, doing up the flies on his jeans. Still chatting Botham, it was none other than Hugh Grant. I didn't let the situation get to me, and I carried on talking and getting on with the job in hand. It was a strange moment in my life, discussing Ian Botham whilst having a wee with Hugh Grant off Notting Hill. And Love Actually.
Yeah, and several others.
And several others.
About a boy.
I didn't think that year could be bettered, really. But last night, I attended the same event a year later, in a new venue this time, and yet again, it didn't disappoint. This time, the host was none other than Gok Wan, of Gok Walking Beats, which to this day is still one of my favourite OWAS occurrings I've heard on this show. And I thought we could just have a quick blast, I've lined it up for you, of Gok Walking Beats.
Press play.
Play.
Gok Walk. With your perfect wok in hand, it can be used for almost anything. While that bubbles away in my wok. Gok wok.
So this is when Gok said wok a lot on his
cookery show. Yeah. Yes. And then we put it to music.
Is there anything he can't do?
I'm not sure, because he's both chef, fashionista, and seemingly pub quiz host. Rival tables included a team from Downton Abbey.
Downton. Abbey.
I know everyone has seen it. I just never really gone in on it. Maitlis was back, minus Hugh Grant, heading up the news team, and there was a table of loose women.
Not that many I recognise, to be honest.
No, it was almost like, you know how there's so many? It's a bit like the Sugar Babes, where there's loads of them.
I felt this was the B team.
This is what I was going to say. Yeah. It wasn't the strongest run out. It was like they were treating it like a friendly.
Where was McGiffin? Terms.
There was no McGiffin and no McLean.
No.
Extra additions to our team this year included Toddler T and Gemma Kearney, both from Radio 1. Me, Mills, Mac and Coxie were back from the year before and were united under the banner of our quiz name, Quiz Akabusi.
Rubbish.
Which I had to take control of because... There was only me and Coxie there by then. I think Kearney had maybe turned up. You were running late, of course.
Yeah, of course. This was decided before me.
And they needed a quiz name, so I just took control.
You could have had Quiz Team Bleakley?
Yes.
Bucks Quiz?
Bucks Quiz. Quiz-wise, we were pretty awful. When it came to the auction bit, though, after a couple of drinks, me and Mills thought it'd be hilarious to attempt to buy Jane McDonald from Loose Women. Something which I think I would have regretted today in the cold light of day.
Absolutely. What a stupid idea.
Now, these things, obviously, the money goes to charity. But after a couple of drinks, you know where you just make odd decisions?
Yeah.
That, for me, was... But we got really excited about getting Jane McDonald.
Can we hear some of that?
I recorded... some of the auction on my phone.
I'm not sure I want to hear it.
And I listened back to this morning, and it's...
Oh, God.
It's ridiculous.
How much?
How much for McDonald's?
Oh, this is awful.
How much for McDonald's? I never thought I'd be asking that. This next clip is the moment that I thought we'd got her. So we had the winning bid on McDonald's.
Mills, we've got McDonald's!
McDonald's!
We've got McDonald's for the night!
Oh, God.
It's amazing.
I kept putting my hand up. Why would I do that?
And then it all went wrong.
Really wrong. Some rich businessman was like, whoa, right next to me, and put his hand up and won McDonald's.
Scott, we're about to lose McDonald's.
Oh, can you hear like the desperation in my voice with that one?
To be fair, I'm pleased though today.
Yeah, I would have regretted that today, if I'm honest. Mm-hmm.
Could we have brought her into the show today?
I think the rule was we had her, didn't we? We owned her then for
not till this time, I don't think.
Was it not?
I think it was just for the night.
Oh, okay. Well, then definitely we made the right choice by not going.
Yeah, she would have to go by the morning.
Suing it with that. But Jane McDonald was just ever too slightly expensive for us, and we were outbid. Gok drove a hard bargain for McDonald, and she was reluctant to go for such a cheap price that we were offering. I was surprised at how low Maitlis went for, given how pricey she was the year before. But the weirdest part of the evening came after the quiz had finished and the lights went dark. The venue was an odd one, and I don't think anyone expected the entertainment. I looked on as a lady emerged from a bath that had appeared in the middle of the room. It wasn't Jane McDonald or any of the loose women, I must point out. Ironically, she was at the tap end.
She was as well.
She then started spinning around on a hoop that dangled just above the bath. It reminded me a bit of the Fun and Filth cabaret show in Edinburgh. It was all very different to the Gate pub quiz in Northwood. But maybe these are things I can suggest to our landlord.
Do you think they'll be up for that?
I don't know. I mean, I've never seen the bar thing done before at a pub quiz.
That was tame compared to some of the stuff I've seen in that place before.
Well, I've never been to that particular venue myself. I take it you have.
A couple of times.
Right, okay. Lessons learnt. Hugh Grant loves his cricket. Quiz Akabusi is a great quiz team name. Mm. And don't pay for loose women unless you can genuinely afford them. It may seem like a funny idea at the time, but you'll only regret it in the morning.
Theme tune!
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did.
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.